Blog Talk Radio.
The mind is coming out to you. March 2nd, 2021. Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right. I failed exams and I didn't feel bright. But I sabotaged myself. I got to blame but myself. Tragedy is what I am. Every time it turns up,
you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is my new show. You know, it's like, thank you for listening. This is the Dove Knight Matter. And part two of the song, and this is Dove Knight, the artist who's on there. I wanted to let you know, not only to tell you about the Deezer iTunes, the album's out, but also my individual philosophy, which I believe is right. I'm not trying to preach, this is my opinion, because I know I'm right, I feel right about a lot of things. Now, I want to explain the reason why I play that song, which is on the Dove Knight Matter Part 2, is that tragedies, with artists, happens a lot. And one of the reasons is sociopath dream killers target artists like me and you, or artists, and they make excuses to take my or your dreams away. You know, either shallow or is you know, criminals, you know, that I don't have the right image, that I didn't do anything to deserve it, all lies, you know. If you got the talent to sing or write, you know, or play, you deserve it. I co-written all these songs. You can ask artist David Porterberry, producer. I was involved in his songwriting. You know, it's a crock of shit to hear these dream killers, these criminals, these sociopaths say these things. Happens all the time. Another thing that they say is that they say that about me. I was unemployed, and I worked a lot. Jobs, still had jobs. But if I was unemployed or not, and I have the talent to sing or write, I deserve to be successful in the industry or given the opportunity to advance myself and be a success in Hollywood or the industry. Because it's all about if you write or play, and that's what you get paid for. There are lots of unemployed musicians in Hollywood living on the street or living in apartments. They got laid off all the time. I was like that. Laid off all the time. When it was COVID, a lot of COVID laid off a lot of people. They get laid off. They can't find a job, so they play their guitar. They go on stage to play, so I hope they can make it. Then they go and try to find a job, and sometimes they can't get it, and sometimes they don't. Opportunities do automatic for these people, including me. For this dream killer, for this psychopath to say that I don't deserve to make it since I'm unemployed is evil and a son of a bitch. Everybody who has talent regardless of their unemployment status or employment status, deserve to have that chance to make it. So that's a crock of shit, because many artists have been unemployed when they got discovered as rock stars and actors. With Goldberg, was unemployed, but she had the talent to be an actor, and she got discovered. Several bands in Hollywood got discovered. They were unemployed, getting an unemployment check. So that's a crock of shit. So that's all I have to say about this psychopath or lowlife son of a bitch. I say that, I don't mean to be cursing, but it's just another incident of, you know, someone trying to take someone's dream away. And I like to say that everybody deserves to have a chance. If you have the talent, all you need is the talent and to make an effort and go out there and play. Or you have the acting you deserve to make if you want to make it. And that's all I need to say on that topic. Because we are all good God's children. If you're gifted at singing or songwriting or acting or anything like that, you deserve to have that chance if you put effort out there to do it. Yeah, you have to work really hard, but you work really hard at making that song or and going out there and putting it out there for people to listen to, and that's very important. And I'll leave it there. Sorry for the profanity, but I come across these low lives and these dangerous people who want to undermine my potential by criticizing the way I look and have criticized me about my employment status, because I got laid off all the time, but I found a job. Then I got laid off all the time. But that doesn't mean that I shouldn't make it because I'm laid off. Or what, no matter what my employment status is, it matters if I have the gift to sing or play or act. And that's what it's all about. Because we're all God's children. And I just want to illustrate that. Sorry for the profanity, but dream killers and naysayers are just people who don't have no talent but want to undermine talent like me and you. Because you and I are good people who are listening, and we don't do that to people who are talented. Thank you. Good day. Good night from Death Knight.